The Texas Senate starting point budget released for the next biennium calls for 1.5% across-the-board budget reduction, exempting the Foundation Schools program. And according to the Austin American-Statesman, it also includes funding boosts for some programs, including $260 million for the scandal-plagued Child Protective Services and $32 million for pre-kindergarten, a priority of Governor Greg Abbott. The budget maintains the $800 million border security spending package that was first adopted in the current two-year budget, and that some lawmakers are hoping the state can reduce if President-elect Donald Trump boosts federal immigration enforcement. On public education, Senator Nelson's budget adds $2.65 billion to pay for enrollment growth, but does not change the state's formula for funding public schools, the Statesman reported. Quorum Report says the House budget released increases spending by less than 1%, so we'll have a tight budget in the next biennium in Texas, and that's great. I ask lawmakers to lead by example and not just trim their own operating costs, but finally take action on the lavish pensions they get. Lawmakers, break this behind-the-scenes tie to judge salaries and set pensions for yourselves in an open vote citizens can see. And while you're at it, if you keep such, make them in line with legislator pay, not the pay of our judges. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m. and read this commentary and others at prattontexas.com.